On a related note, shooting death of Dante Wright by a now former Brooklyn Center Minnesota cop once again compelled people to call for, right, the defunding of the police. I've seen people address this as a theory where its impact has to be determined still. It's an assumption we have to estimate before we actually condemn the idea. Reality is that we have plenty of examples where the defund the police philosophy has been put into actual practice. So let's just take a look at some of the actual facts of the matter. Got a hold of a review of police data and public reporting shows that in the first 3 months of this year, the homicide rate in the 20 major cities across the nation up by 28% from the same period last year. In 9 of those cities that made the most dramatic cuts to police department budgets, homicides are up in that time period 68%, which has caused some of those cities to backtrack and refund their respective police departments. Some specifics: Portland, Oregon's homicide rate up 1,900% this year, 20 killings compared with 1 during the first 3 months of last year. Portland took 7% out of their police budget. Austin, Texas, they cut $20 million, about 23%, from its department budget, shifting another $80 million by moving certain services to some other departments. They've seen a 35% rise in homicides for the first 3 months. Philadelphia, they cut funding by 5%. Homicides up 25%. Minneapolis, city shrunk their police budget by 5%. They've seen so far a 46% jump of homicides first quarter of this year versus last. One of those cities that has rethought this idea, Los Angeles, in July voted to cut 2% from their police budget, $150 million. In November, voters approved a measure to devote 10% of the city's budget to non-police public safety programs. Well, last week, less than a year after those budget cuts, Los Angeles County officials voted to boost police funding by 36%. Catalyst for this? Well, first 3 months of this year, 28% increase in the homicide rate for Los Angeles. A little closer to home here in the Northeast, New York City. New York City Council last year cut $1 billion, 2% from the police budget. One of the casualties of the cuts, a 600-officer plainclothes anti-crime unit, which responded to violent crimes. This year, New York's recorded a homicide rate up 13% in the first 3 months versus same time last year. Going back to the shooting death of Dante Wright by a now former cop, aftermath provides a lesson for all other police departments to follow when this happens again, and sadly, it will happen again. The police officer, as well as the Brooklyn Center Chief of Police, both resigned quickly. That's what you do. Additionally, think about this. Think about what we've seen in the deaths by police of Dante Wright and George Floyd. All it took to start this route to their deaths was a fake $20 bill in one case and a dangling auto air freshener in another. If not for a detour on the same path, a black man, Army Lieutenant Karen Nazario, down in Virginia, might have also had his life taken by police because one cop thought there was no license plate on the vehicle that Mr. Nazario was driving. He didn't see the temporary tag taped to the back window. The cop was labeling that when he called it in a felony stop. Something really wrong going on with all this. To be fair, in the Dante Wright case, there were three primary wrong decisions made. Wright tried to flee because he had an outstanding warrant. Police used deadly force instead of a physical effort to restrain Wright. And the protests in reaction to the shooting death in many cases resulted into various degree of violence. Until all three of these wrongs can be learned from and corrected, none of this is going to end. And oh, just by the way, a request of the police, can you wait until the trial of one cop charged with criminally killing a minority is over before you kill another one? For having, I don't know, a Biden 2020 sticker on the back window or some other bogus law was created just to increase the chance to write more tickets? Can you do that? Thank you.